Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth. Uplifting positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim, this is The Positive Truth. We bring positive news because we know you're not getting it anywhere else. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir, and those are all facts.
If you want to support The Positive Truth, leave us a 5-star review. Helps us out so much. Like, share, subscribe, tell a friend about this positivity that we're spreading. We also post positive news stories on our Facebook, occasionally on our Twitter. Instagram, you can see Tim's pretty face, and on YouTube, we post the videos. That was one of the better transitions I've had.
Yeah, man, it was quick. I was a little surprised there. I was like, what is going on right now? JP is speaking fast for Tim. All right. I'm good, though. I'm caught up. I'm the Flash. We're doing this.
I realize I do talk slower than most in Oklahoma.
I talk way too fast sometimes, man. Well, a lot of the times, let's be real.
It's all good, though. You're the Flash. It works out.
I mean, I think I gave myself that title so I can get away with doing everything fast.
This is like the Flash and Batman had a podcast together.
We should, you know, do some positive things. And yeah, I couldn't think of anything else to say there. So let's just talk about these positive news stories.
You should have said we should dress up as them and do an episode, a video episode. That's what you should have said.
Dude, why didn't we do that for Halloween? Why do you think about all this good stuff like a month after? Then we're going to forget about this.
You know, I haven't dressed up for Halloween since I was like 10.
Dude, let's just dress up just because.
I remember as a kid, I would play as Batman. And so what my mom would do is I would get a towel and I would get a safety pin and I would put it around my neck. And that was me as Batman.
Dude, you're dope.
I thought everyone did that, but you know, whatever.
Did you ever jump off your bed and use like the plastic bags from like Walmart and stuff and pretend it was a parachute?
No, my bed has always been on the ground.
I mean, you got hops, JP. Just bend your knees in the air, you know, and whatever happens, happens.
I don't think that's good advice.
Oh, man. Just me? Oh, okay. Oh, well, so, man, dude, hey, we should change the subject immediately. Like...
Do you have a positive news story, Tim?
Man, dude, all the way in Italy, and IKEA is providing a warm home for stray dogs during the freezing winter. On social media, basically, this is how people found out. People from all over the world are appraising this furniture store in real because they decided to open up their store in Catania, Italy, after a video of was shown of these dogs circulating inside the store and laying down on their furniture, carpets, wherever maybe. I'll upload this to Facebook as soon as my internet is back up, which I'm sure it'll be in the next 24 hours, so we'll be good. And yeah, man, I thought it was awesome. You know, I love a good dog story. Captain's still doing well for those that know about him. Tu sabes.
Nice. But I have a follow-up to your follow-up story a while ago, if that makes any sense.
I like follow-ups.
But it's also related to the IKEA thing. So, basically, there was been a few hurricanes in America. There was flooding from Florence. And in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you did a positive news story about a guy that was basically bringing people in to his Midtown Inn and cottages in Myrtle Beach and letting people stay for free. Do you remember that, Tim?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jared Hucks. So he's kept on doing it since September. So far, Jared has given away about $50,000 worth of services. But that's not the positive news story, unbelievably. The positive news story is the generosity he has inspired in others. So whenever he started doing this, people started like, yo, how can I help? What can I do? So Jared was just like, all right, you can stay here. And since September, people have brought him diapers, ice, food, everything. Everyone staying at Midtown gets three meals per day. They've got new shoes. They got people to come in and cut hair for anyone that's been homeless or like had like you they since like the flood, since all the hurricanes, they haven't had a house. Haircuts, everything. So since they first, since this happened in September, he's been getting just mail almost every day. Most of them are just offers for just cash or just offers like, hey, how can I help these people get back on my feet? They've had people come in for car repairs. People come in and pay for down payments for new apartments for the people that have been like, they had no place to stay after the flood. This has been going on for 2 months and no one's talking about it. And this is a, this is incredible.
We're talking about it, JP.
Exactly.
That was me in my, like, superhero mode. Hands at my waist, you know? Elbows slightly bent.
Well, the owner of this motel, Jared Hux, is a true superhero. And his superpower is inspiring the best in other people. And, I mean, is there a better superpower than that?
Absolutely not, man. He has the power of positivity on his side.
Damn right. What do you got, Tim?
Man, my next story is about two brothers. They drove 4,500 miles to bring food to animals affected by California wildfires. I thought it was amazing. They drove all the way from Chicago to Northern California. Danny and Eric Zakara, they made the trip, man. They basically said they had plenty of food to spare, so why not help these animals? As soon as they found out what was going on, they made the trip and made it safely.
That's 4,000 miles from Chicago to Cali, or is that like there and back?
I don't know, man. I'm assuming it's... Actually, I can't even assume. I'm going to say yeah.
I just... That seems crazy. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm Googling.
JP with the facts. Dude, I have no idea how.
Oh, it is. Yo, that's crazy. So from Chicago to Los Angeles is 2,000 miles. So there and back, it probably will be around 4,500.
Take that, world.
United States is large. I mean, if you think about it, like compared to Europe, like take a road trip in Europe from like, you can go Germany, France, Italy, and that's like Chicago to Dallas. Think of like
that's a long drive.
That's a long drive, but think about how there's nothing between Chicago and Dallas, really. And if you're going
through St. Louis,
woo. That's my point. Like, if you're going through like Germany, France, like all the way to Italy, there's just so much to see and do. Everything's so compact over there. Everything's so spread out here. Anyway, awesome job for them taking the food out. We are not staying on topic. Speaking of large places, India is a crazy large country, and I just skipped the middle segment. We'll come back to it because I want to talk about this one. My next positive news story is about how developing nations are now driving the world's gradual shift towards renewable energy. India used to be like one of the worst, like they were like, eh, we don't care about it. And they've climbed all the way up to number two rank in the world. They passed China, they passed Brazil, they passed the Philippines, they passed Mexico, they passed Taiwan. Only place in front of them is Chile. And they've done all of this in a period of basically since 2012. It just shows you what prioritizing renewable energy can do just in a country. They also raised their GDP by $7.4 billion. So, seems like a good idea. And yeah, that's my next positive news story.
I like it. I had no idea all that was going on. JP, where do you be finding these stories, man? Don't tell me now. Tell me off air.
Where do you find all the videos, Tim?
Facts. Touche.
So we're a little bit past the midway point of the podcast because I screwed up, but it's okay. We like to talk about one thing me and Tim are grateful for. We call it audio meditation. Basically, in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. And just thinking about one thing you're grateful for can make your day feel so much more positive. So we encourage you to play along with us. Tim, what are you grateful
for? Netflix.
Candy and Netflix.
Man, my daughter's like in this whole, like, she likes watching cartoons, but they have to like sing and dance and stuff. So like certain parts of SpongeBob she loves, and like Paw Patrol, you know, just kid shows. But Netflix, they got like this show called Motown Magic. And they sing in it most of the time, and it like keeps entertained for a good 15 minutes at a time. So if I ever need to use the restroom or eat or just breathe for a second, like put some Motown Magic on, and I got peace.
Is SpongeBob a kid show? Never seen it.
I mean, she don't know what's going on, so it's a kid show though.
Also,
I watched it as a kid.
If she likes singing and dancing, how often have you sung and danced to her?
Dude, every day. Like when I cook or something, if I'm making eggs, I'll put a little jumper behind me, and while I'm making eggs and stuff, I'm dancing, listening to New Kids on the Block or Bruno Mars or something.
And does she find this entertaining?
Oh, heck yeah, man. She jumps up and down and stuff. She's trying to dance back, or she'll sing back and stuff. I hope she can sing, because she'd be singing all the time.
Adorable moments at the McCoy house.
Heck yeah, man. We'd be living that real life family life.
Congratulations on that, sir. It's only going to get better.
Thank you, sir.
Especially because since Edna wants 12 kids.
Nah, man. We're going to have a track team, a relay team, and that's it.
Oh, only four, my bad.
What are you thankful for, sir?
I'm thankful for science, because science is awesome. I like to do this thing like science is cool with the positive truth, but if you really think about it, like, there are so many scientific studies that happen that we, like, basically pay no attention to. We almost take it for granted. Like, just knowledge is growing so much so quickly, basically doubling every year. And that's just so insane to me. So it's gotten to the point that if we don't know something, we're almost stunned. Like, if you go to the doctor and the doctor doesn't know what's wrong with you, you're like, what's wrong with you? When 50, 75 years ago, if you went to the doctor, you'd be surprised if they knew what, like, how to help your bad hip. You know what I mean?
Right.
We've come just such a long ways.
Times have changed.
Like, for instance, like, I read this thing today. It's like, basically, edited DNA can help, like, this is crazy things. Like, genome editing can help, like, babies, claim provokes international outcry, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just thinking, like, are we living in Star Wars? Because it feels like we're living in Star Wars.
Yeah, man. We're definitely living in, like, those movies. Like, Back to the Future. Like, was it 1989? What they thought 2020 would be? We're definitely living there, man. We just don't have, like, hoverboards. That'd be dope.
Have you seen that little water hoverboard they have?
Yeah, I have.
Where it's like you stand on it and it's like, it's basically like an instant surfboard thing. It's used by physics. Yeah. Again, see, science is cool, man. Science, physics, math, it's all cool.
I see what you did there. You set me up.
What do you got, Tim?
Oh, man. My last story is about a Kent State recruit. His name is Callan Bennett, and he becomes the first player with autism to get a D1 basketball scholarship.
Wait, what?
Yes, man. He's becoming Kent State is becoming the very first school in NCAA history to sign a player with autism to compete in a Division I sport. He's just not just aiming to play basketball when he arrives on campus. He wants to inspire kids with autism and kids without autism, no matter what. His story is super awesome. I have a really, really cool interview I saw with him that I'm going to share to our Facebook page. It is amazing. He is asked what he wants to do when he gets there, and his answers are just so amazing that you have to hear it. You can hear the passion in his voice when he's speaking, even though he's speaking calmly. It definitely made me tear up a little bit. I was watching it with Edna, who's a special education teacher, and she started tearing up, almost cried. And I'm like, whoa, calm down there, calm down. And she said, no, that was really sweet. And you believe it when you hear it. So, yeah, for sure. If you guys want to check this story out, it's on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. Again, Kent State is becoming the first school in NCAA history to sign Callan Bennett, who has autism. He's a 6'10" center, by the way, JP. I know you want to know what position he played and stuff.
Oh, I was definitely about to ask. I was so waiting. I was like, do you have, like, video of this dude?
Man, I actually did not see a video of him playing basketball, but the interview was pretty cool, man. You definitely have to check it out.
He's 6'10"?
Yes, sir.
The big boy.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if you were 6'10", Tim?
Man, I couldn't imagine if I was like 5'10". Let's be real.
Same.
Dude, 5'10 is 4 inches for me.
You're only 5'6"?
Yeah, man.
You know you're the same height as Putin, right?
For real?
Yeah, Putin's really small. I always say,
dang, I'm the same height as Putin. Hey, Putin's really small.
But no, 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 like, you remember, you remember Dragon Ball Z?
I mean, I know, I never watched it like y'all did, but yeah.
All right, so there's dang, this character. I said y'all. It's all good, Tim. It's all good. There's this character named Frieza, and he's like really short. And like all the other world leaders are tall. And I've always just had this joke like, Putin's actually first form Frieza here to take over the world. And I thought you would like that joke, but since you've never seen Dragon Ball Z, it's really not that funny. But you know what? I'm just going to keep on going to my next positive news story.
Dude, I swear somebody out there likes that joke. It's okay.
Did you hear about the Washington van? They got into a car accident last week?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay, so here's a positive news story. So Washington University was going to play Washington State, big rivalry, and their bus flipped on the trip to the game.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone's okay. But the best part is what happened afterwards. So they crashed into a town of George, and the local elementary school offered to take them in at night since they wouldn't be able to get hotels or anything. A local radio station mentioned their story on air, and people from the town left their own Thanksgiving food to, like, give to the kids so they could, like, have some food on Thanksgiving. After that, during the game, the bands would normally march in their positions through their school initials. The Washington State Band marched in a large singular W instead of a WSU to like show solidarity from one Washington school to the other. And the Washington State Band learned the Husky fight song, the Washington fight song, to play during the Apple Cup, which is the football game. And just to show solidarity, like, yo, this is just a stupid game. And it's just about people coming together. And it just shows awesome solidarity. And I just want to talk.
Yeah, man, to find peace in a rivalry football game, because they take it, college football fans are real. They take it real serious. So to find peace is definitely awesome, man.
Yes, the best. I mean, we're based out of Oklahoma. People take OU football and OSU football way too serious.
JP said it, not me.
Way too serious. I'm just saying. All I'm going to say. I imagine that's what it's like in Washington. This accident brought all in.
I agree, JP. I agree. I think we are out of positive news stories, though, JP. And I know you are going to have to do the quote again.
Okay, I got you. How about this one, Tim? Most people spend time trying to be someone important instead of doing something important. Aaron Hardy.
I like that. I don't know who this Hardy cat is, but I'm a Google him.
I don't know who he is either. I just thought it was a good quote. Hopefully he's not like some crazy sociopath.
That'd be tough.
That would not be the positive truth.
Yeah, we may have to like come back and edit this one.
That would be the negative lies.
Back at it again.
Yeah. But we'll be back Monday with more positive news stories. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.